Area E has already been bustling with eventful fun this December. B&K Garden and Landscape Supply had a magical day at their Christmas open house with workshops and hot cocoa on December 2nd. Quality Garden and Pet hosted their Customer Appreciation Day on December 9th, showing off their flashy holiday decor and giving away some awesome pet grab bags, which my kitten sincerely did appreciate. Anyone that had the chance to check out Sunday Cider's holiday market on December 3rd left with full bellies and warm hearts. The sun busted out right as the market began and lasted the four-hour window of fun. There was ornament making and lots of baking, cozy fires, and, of course, incredible ciders made right here at the base of Mount Elphinstone. Speaking of cideries, Banditry Cider, also located in Area E, has a brand new food truck now open called Reunion. Great news, as they are serving up pork belly panda sal and seitan chili wraps for your eating pleasure. Transportation choices, Track, just installed a very interesting feature near Cedar Grove Elementary. They received a grant to help them install bicycle and pedestrian counters around the community to understand how we are using our roads in key areas. As noted in Donna McMahon's Everything Elphinstone newsletter, this data will be used to argue for improvements in infrastructure so that people are able to safely cycle and walk in our communities. I love being able to see how much foot and bike traffic have passed in a day as I'm out for a walk. The Elphinstone Community Association will not hold a meeting in December, as it's just too busy this time of year. Stay tuned for action in January though, with new meetings, new guest speakers, and perhaps a winter social down at Chester House so we can schmooze with our neighbors. I would love to hear feedback, take suggestions on topics, and hear from all 3,883 residents of Elphinstone. Email me at hello.elphinstone@gmail.com.